USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with the EU Commission president today at the White House as tensions remain high over tariffs. The president spoke before the meeting.
Over the years, the United States has been losing hundreds of billions of dollars with the European Union, and we just want it to be a level playing field for our farmers, for our manufacturers, for everybody. And we also want a big beneficiary, frankly, to be the European Union. So we think it can be good for everybody.
After that statement, the president was shouted questions regarding Michael Cohen. He declined to answer any of those questions. Now, before that meeting, the president did sit down with the leader of the Senate and House, Paul Ryan, and Mitch McConnell, to discuss the upcoming Senate votes and what needs to be accomplished before the end of the year. Ryan joined Fox News to talk about the main points to their meeting.
How to get this appropriation process back on track so that at the end of the year we don't have one giant omnibus appropriations bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
ISIS tries to take credit for the deadly attack in Toronto last weekend. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The terrorist group says in a statement the gunman who killed two people and wounded 13 others was a soldier of ISIS, adding he carried out the attack to target what ISIS calls citizens of the coalition countries. Police say the 29-year-old randomly fired at people on a street as he walked through the Greek town neighborhood of Canada's biggest city and then started shooting into crowded restaurants and shops. He died in a shootout with police, the shooter's family telling police he suffered from depression and other mental problems.
Santa Barbara, California has become the latest town to ban plastic straws. In Santa Barbara, if a business passes out straws at restaurants, bars, and other food establishments, they could be subject to hefty fines or even a possible jail sentence. Seattle became the first city to ban plastic straws. They also fined businesses $250. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As many people prepare for their final vacation of the 2018 summer, possibly. Maybe you're heading away on Labor Day, or maybe right before the kids head back to school. Maybe you're heading to the woods and you're looking for a camp out. Well, Jen Stevenson is author of a new book titled The Camp Out Cookbook. Stevenson reminds us what you need to remember to bring from home.
I think probably most importantly you want to think about how you're going to be cooking. Will you be cooking over the fire or will you be cooking on your Coleman camp stove? Make sure that you've either got fire starters and firewood packed and your hardwood charcoal or your propane. You don't want to forget the propane. You know, you want to have your camp kitchen set up, your dishes and your silverware, and you want to have what you'll be cooking with. We pack a lot of cast iron. We love cooking in cast iron, so we always have a Dutch oven and a couple skillets and the wine opener. I can't forget that.
What are some common misconceptions when it comes to cooking outdoors and camping?
Well, I think that a lot of people think that it's too hard. It's too much prep. It's too much work. And so I think with, you know, a proper prep at home, taking some time out to get some mixes ready and kind of, you know, get all your vegetables and your dairy together, it can actually be a lot easier to cook really beautiful meals at the campfire than you think. You know, you don't have to just rely on those staples of pork and beans.
I had a chance to sit down and chat with Jen earlier today. Again, the name of that book, The Camp Out Cookbook. Jen Stevenson is a co-author there. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.